What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so I'm very excited about today's podcast because we've got Jason, I'm gonna say Oppenheim?
Oppenheim.
Oppenheim.
I'm pretty sure it's Oppenheim.
Is that German?
It sounds kind of like it.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you'd say.
Oppenheim. Oppenheim. Ich liebe dich.
Oppenheim. Oppenheim out of the mug.
What the heck was that?
The mug. What's the mug called? A stein. Damn it. Damn it. Sorry, and I swore.
Oh, shoot. No, but I'm kind of, hopefully he's not going to be, because obviously we got to ask him about Chrishell. We got to ask him about, you know, Chrishell and G-Flip. We got to ask him about the Christine stuff, which you definitely want to talk to him about. So, I mean, what's his vibe, do you think? Like, do you think he's...
I think he's going to be, like, very, like, politically correct. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of, like, play it cool. Everybody's good.
I mean, he started the Selling Sunset franchise, right? Like, it's because of his brother.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's his brokerage.
That show has blown up.
Mm-hmm. It has. I love it. I can't wait to watch the new one.
Yeah, on OC. Well, let's take a break and then let's get him on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
I mean, like, I'm so nasty. Like, I need to shower. Like, I'm just like, the fact that I was just like, I was like, I can't wear this to the nail salon. It was just like disgusting. And I was like, I'm just going to like, I was like, I looked at the booty shorts on. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jana.
I'm Catherine. How are you?
Yes, Catherine.
Pleasure. Hi, Catherine.
Nice to meet you.
So we are so excited to have you on Wind Down. Yeah, just super pumped about it. And we're also heading to Los Angeles this weekend. So
we are.
I feel like, are we in the market?
I think we're in the market, but we are going there.
Where are you guys now?
So I moved from Los Angeles, what, 3 years ago to Nashville. But I feel like, is there even people moving to LA? Because everybody in my community is from Los Angeles. Like everybody I meet is like from, it's like, so is that, are you seeing that or just, because I feel like even, because I lived in LA for God, 15 something years maybe. And it's one of those things where it's like, people are always going to be moving there, right? It's like one of those cities or no.
I think we've seen more people leave LA in the last 2 years than I've seen in my whole, ever since I've been here. I've never seen this type of wealth leaving the city for sure. And it's in places like, you know, Nashville, Miami, or anywhere in Florida for that matter, Vegas, just, you know, secondary markets, tertiary markets that you wouldn't have thought of, Austin, Texas, places like that. They just want to get out for so many reasons.
I mean, so many reasons. So does that worry you at all with the market and, you know, obviously with Selling Sunset, but like, you're going to do like a Selling Nashville and then like, just like, you can have like a home base and all of these, because are you part of the new one that they're doing in the OC or no?
Yeah,
you are. Okay. So, I mean, I feel like you can like franchise out, right, to different places.
You know, I'm a weather guy. So I don't think I could ever leave SoCal. Mm. And I think a lot of people are going to be going through like a humid time in Miami, or I don't know enough about the Nashville weather, but I'm sure you have some rough months. And I feel like people are going to be moving back. So we'll see. I mean, you're going to get bit by mosquitoes in Austin. And 100 degrees.
Don't look at my ankles right now. Yeah, I know.
Some people like seasons, exactly. Though. Seasons are nice.
Listen, we had a thunderstorm. I used to remember, because I was from Michigan when I moved to LA, and I was like, where's the thunderstorms? Like, I love a good thunderstorm. Like, you get some good ones here, you know?
Yeah.
I like a good thunderstorm, but I will give up on a good thunderstorm for, like, you know, not having 3 months of thunderstorms.
Right.
That's fair.
All right, Catherine, fire away, because I know you've got some selling sunset questions.
I do. I have a ton of questions. Where do we want to start?
Let's go Christine.
Okay, Christine. Yes, let's talk about Christine.
You're probably gonna
sorry,
get
I know. We're going to get it out of the way. We're going to get it out of the way, I promise. Just where does, how are things with you guys? Where do y'all stand?
Cordial, cool. You know, I think we're okay. Don't really know what the future holds, and just haven't gotten into it yet.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm open, but we haven't got there yet.
So she was kind of, I'm a little behind. So she was kind of catching me up when we were getting our nails done earlier. And I mean, personally, I've never really been a fan of Christine's. I don't know. Her personality is just, and it's really rude for me, because I hate when people judge me without getting to know me. So, but from what I see, and I just, it's not like a very warm energy.
Sure.
And seems like a little aggressive at times. And so I don't like what you said she did, though. About how she asked someone, like she paid someone to not work with them. Like, I feel like that's a move that's a little not cool. Cause it's like, aren't you guys were all part of, I mean, I guess she's leaving now. So, right. Like she's gone.
I believe so.
It is. I mean, without getting into the details of that. And I think there's a lot of nuance there that may have not have been explicated, you know, fully to the public, but because the truth is agents provide financial incentives to clients all the time for clients not to work with other agents. They'll reduce their commission. They'll pay for staging costs, you know, in order to encourage a client to come to them instead of to another agent. What I don't want is that happening in my office. I don't want an agent, you know, trying to encourage a client to move from one of my agents to another one of my agents. I know that it happens out, you know, in the wild, but I don't want it to be happening in my own office. So,
yeah.
So we haven't had a chance to really talk through that yet. You know, I want to really give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and I don't want to judge. I like to hear the facts and the nuance of things. There's usually shades of gray to things. So I'm kind of waiting to hear more and to let that play out.
Which is fair. I think that's great. I like that. I mean, there are always, like you said, two sides to every story. And until you are able to hear her side of the story, I think that's only fair to hold that.
Who's your favorite on the show?
Oh, that's hard.
I like Mary.
I love Mary.
She's so sweet.
And Emma. I love them all.
Emma and Mary are my, like, I mean, obviously like Chriselle, but also Emma and Mary are like my faves.
Mm-hmm.
They both came on Wind Down too. Can I ask you kind of a personal question?
You can ask whatever you want. If I don't answer it.
Okay. So I know everyone has a...
Can I ask you a personal question? Are you single?
I am.
Oh, okay. Now
you can ask me. Yeah, I've been single for what, 2 months now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Very single.
I nailed my timing. I'm glad I didn't come on months ago.
Well, I have two kids though. So that was the question I was leading into, was the kids. So I've got two kids. And I remember from what I heard from the things that I read was that you didn't want kids, and that's why you and Chriselle ended things. Is that something where do you think back and go, man, like I know some people is like, oh, like I maybe would have had one because I loved that person so much. Or was that like, do you have any regrets of that? Or you just simply don't want, that's just not something you ever wanted.
There's a lot to unpack there. The difference between one kid and two kid, I'm almost, you know, I don't know if that's an issue. I think the question is I think at some point I'll be married and have kids. I think the question for me is, you know, does that need to be now? I'm probably going to live until I'm 90 something. And I feel like I've got time. You know, I've got a lot of purpose in my life and I've got a lot going on. And that was difficult with Koshel. You know, I went into that relationship, honestly, almost probably maybe leaning more towards, you know, the idea, but maybe I hadn't thought it through. And I'd had, you know, Koshel didn't pressure me and she was very honest from the beginning about her wants and just excellent. I mean, she's just an excellent woman and was an excellent partner. And, you know, and I do regret that we weren't able to, you know, work out because I think it, you know, I think she would have been great, but I just have to be honest with myself, you know, not to be cliche, but I mean, I really do. I don't want to let society or anyone else, you know, tell me what's best for me. And I just felt like, and feel like what's best for me is not having a family right now. And maybe that changes in months, years. I mean, never. I don't pretend to know the future. I don't even try to know the future, but I think I made the right decision.
I love that. I mean, mad respect for that, honestly, for you to be able to like recognize that and put aside a relationship that you were happy in because you weren't ready for something. I think that that's great and was only fair to her, honestly, you know, and to yourself.
I mean, I wish I could have understood that before, you know, we fell in love and you know, had to go through the difficulty of breaking up. But, you know, I mean, I try not to be too hard on myself. Sometimes I am and is what it is.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those things where, I mean, even like when I've reentered the dating world from my divorce from last year, it's like, in my mind, I was like, no, I'm never having a kid again. And I remember when I dated someone like, well, I want a kid. And I'm like, but I don't. And then like, I have two beautiful children, but then my friend's like, if you meet someone and they really want a child, like you will be like, and I've realized that now it's like, if I meet someone and I'm really in love with this person, I would probably be like, okay, like I don't really want to, but like, I will, because you don't want to lose that person. So I don't know, but it's like also like honoring yourself too. Like, what do you really want? And would I even want to attract that again too? Mm-hmm. You know, so for your sake, it's like, that's not even, you don't really know that until you get into the relationship anyways. So if anything, don't beat yourself up with that because it's like, how can you know? You don't, you have to try it on. And if it doesn't suit you and where you're at in your life, like that's okay.
I mean, I guess that's the way I see it as well, but it just, you know, causing pain and hardship and you know, loss to someone that you love, like causing that is difficult. And knowing that your decision is the cause of that is difficult, no matter how much you try to justify it, it sucks. Mm-hmm. And then of course my own, you know, pain was a process that was more difficult than I had thought as well. So I think I'm getting my head out of my ass though. And I think I'm starting to, you know, feel a little bit better here. So I think honestly, oddly, the reunion episode helped me. I think that was a turning point for me. As much as I wasn't looking forward to that reunion, it was oddly cathartic. And I think Chriselle and I are getting to a good place. And I think that's kind of, you know, making my heart feel better.
Cause you said you watched it and you were emotional.
Like, yeah. Yeah, he definitely was. I think it was great, though. I mean, it seemed like it was good for you and for her. And it was, you know, it seemed great. I wasn't just watching it from my couch.
No, it was. It was. I mean, we were able to talk, you know, in between filming and afterwards and subsequently. And I, you know, it was a really helpful moment for us on screen and, you know, off screen.
I mean, I know a lot of people are probably asking you about her new relationship, but was that kind of like did she tell you before it went public or was that kind of a shock? Not a shock, but was just
it
like
was
a
not confirmed before that was when the first time it was confirmed was when you all saw it too. But, I had thought that something was going on, you know, cause she had like a party that a lot of us, I wasn't invited, but like everyone else was. And it seemed like there was something going on. And then I just kind of heard rumblings about it. And, but you know, I mean, I, in some ways, I mean, it's kind of helpful as well, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if she was single, maybe it'd be more difficult for me right now. I honestly think it would be. So in some ways, I think this is also part of that, you know, cathartic, you know, resolution.
That's a good point. That's true.
And I want her happy, and she really, really seems happy. And that makes me feel better, and it makes me, you know, makes me happy for her. So I think all of it honestly has been good. So I'm happy with for her, and I think maybe in some ways it's helped me too.
Is there any piece of you that's still kind of struggling with something along those lines of just, I mean, anything right now in your life? Like, you know, that you kind of feel like either unresolved, or are you just at like a really good place?
I would say that, you know, I don't think I'm 100% moved on. You know, that would be disingenuous to say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course there's feelings. I love her and I respect her. And, you know, obviously I'm not with her. So you have, you know, I think there'll always be regrets about that. But
I guess what's the regret though? Like, what's that piece you're holding on to? Welcome to my couch. Kristen, come here.
I think it's that, you know, it was a beautiful relationship and I care about her deeply. So, you know, the fact that I don't get to experience that connection with her, it's just a loss. So it's hard to explain. It doesn't mean that I made the wrong decision. It doesn't mean that I feel like I want to be back in that, you know, relationship because of the situation about the family. But yeah, you can't avoid feeling a little bit of loss there, and you know, probably even a little bit of what if. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just human nature, I think, to always. I mean, it's like the road not taken by Robert Frost. It's like that poem. You go down one path, but you always think about the path that you didn't choose, and that's just life.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the difference between loss and regret, though. Like, is there like?
I think there's definitely a difference.
Yeah,
because it's like, but it can go hand in hand.
Regret is that you wish you had made a different decision, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Whereas loss is just feeling as though you made the right decision, but it doesn't mean it was easy, and it doesn't mean that you aren't sad because you couldn't take the other path.
Mm-hmm. But when you had said like you had regret, I'm like, oh, that like, because
maybe I shouldn't use the word regret because I don't.
Because I don't want you, I'm like, I don't, as I'm like, now your friend, I'm like, I don't want you to hold on to regret. Like, but if you do, like, let's release it.
I don't think regret's the right word then.
Sure.
It's just, you know, I think there's always that idea of the other path and what it would be like. I mean, oddly enough, that poem is my favorite poem. And it's moved me ever since the first time I read it. I have it up on a neon sign on my wall because life is literally just about looking down two different roads and choosing one and always wondering what that other road would have led to. It's like a fractal geometry life in a way, you know, you just keep branching off.
Yeah. I know it is interesting because sometimes I think like in past relationships, I'm like, man, if I would have just done this, like, would we have worked? And I honestly think if it's not meant for you, it's not going to stay, you know? And that's like where I always have to remind myself, like there's some divine thing, whether it's God if it's meant for me, it will stay and we'll work it out. Everything else is like, it will either God will take him away or like, I will really, like, I don't know. That's just kind of my thoughts with that.
Yeah.
Why is it called wind down? WHIN?
Well, so good question.
Because not everybody drinks.
It should be WINE.
Well, we wine and we wine.
Well, yeah, it was because at first it started as like a mommy podcast, so wine. But we love wine. But then it became more of like a. Long story short. It's just wine time.
Okay, fine. It's cool. I'm just wondering.
I like it when he interviews you back.
Oh, he did. I was like, do you mind if I get deep with you, you know, and ask, you know, some hard questions? And he's like, do you mind if I do ask some questions? And I was like, sure. Do you have any other ones? I know you only have a few more minutes.
Can I? Okay. I'll ask why you broke up with your, was it a husband?
Yeah, you only have a few more minutes. So. We're gonna really need to pick a different question.
Well, she's coming to LA, so you may just have to explain it to me.
Oh, hey.
I'm guessing you were still like single, that, right?
Yeah. Charming little smile, too.
I mean, this is who you'd have to get past if we're, you know, if that ever happened.
Oh, you have to get past, like, you're going to have to get past 9 women. So we're even.
Oh, that's true.
Because the girl. I think that would be harder. Man. I think that'd be way harder, honestly.
Yeah.
I think we've seen this movie before and it didn't end well, but we
Which
could try.
One?
The one where we had to go past 9 girls.
Yeah. That didn't Which work. One?
Yeah.
My ex. Okay. Questions, Selling?
OC. Okay.
Let's talk she's about trying it. To she's trying to divert.
Let's We're talk about a little Selling red. OC. Yeah. I haven't even watched it yet, so I do not know anything about it.
No one's watched Selling the OC. It's not out for
a time. Oh, is it not even out yet? Well, then that's why. I thought
just the trailer. When does it come out?
Awesome.
I don't know. I'm just guessing like August, September, but I'm literally guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so is there a big difference between the two? Like your agents, are they a lot different? They're the same?
So there's some similarities. I mean, it's another office that I have. And it's probably, you know, similar number of agents, but it's men and women. So probably about half and half. And they've also seen Selling Sunset. So I think they're even less, you know, and they let it all hang out. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it, but I have a feeling it's going to be very good. Just based on what I've heard and based on talking to Netflix and talking production, I think it's going to be really good. So I'm excited. I'm actually headed down there in like 5 minutes after we get off. I love those guys. I love filming. I really enjoy it. So I like Newport too.
Newport. Yeah. Mm. I know you have to go, but thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. And
with an H.
Thanks for your time.
Okay. Guys. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I gotta say, I was late and I'm sweating. Was it like that the whole time?
I mean, not really. Kind of towards the beginning, when she asked if she could ask a personal question, he's like, well, can I? Are you single?
That kind of like
great taste. I liked it. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Oh, I'm sure he was just playing around, but I mean, it did kind of like throw me off.
I liked it.
Because I got flustered.
I know, I did.
I got like really flustered.
Because I was like, ask all the questions.
I know. I was like, yeah.
And you said we were going to be in LA before he asked that question.
Oh, shoot. Well.
Anywho. Well.
Okay.
I'm a little flustered.
I know. Well. I was like, we need to talk about OC.
I should have said we're done with bald guys. Oh, no. This looks similar. We got to get out.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No, he seems really cool. He seems like a cool dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a charming guy.
Yeah. I don't honestly know much about him besides that he dated Chrishell and that he like owns the.
So it's him and his twin brother.
Okay.
Own the Oppenheim group. Brett and.
Are they identical?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Because honestly, I started this past season because it was just like there was so much buzz around it.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I'm going to give it a listen or a watch. And I thought it was really great.
The pregnant one's my favorite. I don't know her name.
Christine? One.
The one that lets the belly out and wears all these like super little things.
Well, if it's Christine, she's already had her baby.
Well,
did
whenever
they show
she
her
was
pregnant?
I don't even remember. With the blonde Christine who left?
Yeah, she had a baby.
Was pregnant on the show.
But
I was just
there's
like,
another one that was pregnant.
I feel like I need to like come back and say like, because I don't like the fact that I said I didn't like her. Because I feel like I hate it when people say that to me. Like they don't like me. But I just, from the show, she always just seemed like she was kind of nasty to the other girls.
I think a lot of people feel that way. Yeah. And she may have just been painted that way, you know.
But if you watch it on mute, you just like her.
Listen, you have to listen. She wasn't my favorite either. Mm-hmm. But I think that she was kind of like any reality show, kind of put in that position, and maybe not. I mean, I don't know her personally, but it seems to me she was a little bit put in that position
to be the villain for sure.
Okay.
If you just have a bunch of Care Bears, that's not fun to watch.
And I could see where you need the
drama.
And there was definitely moments when she was, you could tell she had a hard time being vulnerable and dealing with the fact that she was losing these friendships. And there were moments that she was, and I saw glimpses of like, heart. You can tell she wants these friendships, but she's fighting it too. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
Hmm. Well, then maybe that was. And so I'm sorry. I didn't. Because I get so mad when people do that to me, when it's like they don't actually. They just. But again, you're putting yourself out there to be.
Yeah.
It's part of the
judged or criticized. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just that was kind of like my first instinct when I watch some, but I've only watched a few episodes. Maybe I came in too at the very end where she hasn't been very charming.
Well, and like Jason said, he hasn't had a chance to even sit down and talk to her about that situation with the agent. Mm-hmm. So I think he handled it really well, and he's not going to sit here and say she's, you know, wrong without having hearing her side of the story. Mm-hmm. So
interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, now I want to finish it.
Yeah, you should.
Let's take a break and then we'll be back.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
This is Paris Hilton. This week on the This is Paris podcast, Nikki and I will be joined by Anna Delvey. You may think you know her from Inventing Anna on Netflix. Get to know the real Anna. Is she a con artist and a fraudster, or a risk-taking entrepreneur? An audacious one at that. Love her or hate her, we're all curious. The real heiresses sit down with the fake heiress right now on This is Paris. Listen to This is Paris now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, so Where are we at, ladies?
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Where are you at?
Oh, late.
Late. Where have you been?
To be for? To be in, I was at home. Living that mom life.
You know.
Waiting on a sitter.
Aren't we always?
We sure are. Ran into Nick yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to talk about that, but it was really great. I just want to compliment you guys again on your maturity.
Oh, thank you. I think appreciate
you guys
that.
Are really great.
Aw. He actually sent me a really sweet message the other day. Like,
oh, really?
Very sweet. Like, just so thankful for how you're handling this with such grace. And, like, it was really sweet. It was really sweet. So I'm thankful for that.
There's that.
I feel like you had kind of like one of those first single mama weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was just. And I was kind of talking to Pam. We went for a walk before a workout. And she's like, you've talked to Catherine. I was like, no. But I was like, I think she finally had that moment where it's like right after the dust. And then you're like, you have to do all of it by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because you came over to my house on Sunday and you just looked like you've been like tired. Beat off.
I just sat on the couch. She was like, are you sad today? And I was like, well, first of all, I did tell her this, like, for people, honestly, like you, not to put your husband down or Pam or whatever, you know, that their husbands travel a lot. They're used to doing. Y'all are used to doing a lot on your own.
Yeah, it's our default.
Yeah. But I've always had help. You know, I mean, we've always been very, you know, we are pretty 50-50 with taking care of the kids. So this was kind of like my first 5 days just being the kids. And it was just like one thing after another, like just going wrong. It was like little things, you know, and then the dog had diarrhea all over the bedroom and just like, you
that's
know,
not little. Literally,
I about cried. Yeah. You know, dropped a bottle of whiskey and it shattered everywhere. You know, it was just like one thing after another. And I was just like, okay, just sit down and breathe. It's fine.
Did you cry?
Because
I remember my first,
no,
like,
I'm trying to think. I think I cried. I cried a little bit. Yeah, I did cry a little bit after one of them. I don't even remember. At this point, it was a blur. Mm-hmm. It was probably after the dog. Yeah. If I had to put my finger on it.
I mean, it was out pretty, of the things you're saying, that's the one I would pick to cry over, but yeah. I don't want to project my feelings onto you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was definitely kind of that first. But it wasn't, you know, it was also at the same time, like, reassuring. It's like, I know I can do this on my own. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I can. It's just, I've never really had to. Yeah, it's just an adjustment. And honestly, he's still helpful. And, you know, he's taking the kids to school some, even on my days. And so it's all good.
I'm trying to figure out what is easier versus harder in this situation, because we kind of had a little thing the other day. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I started to think about, I'm like, man, what would have been, because obviously in my situation with my ex, it was, not that people had to pick a side, but I think everyone chose to, I mean, I picked a side.
We chose you.
Okay. I picked a side.
You can just say it. We definitely chose a side. Yeah.
But in this situation, it's tough, right? Because he didn't, cheat on you, and he was, you know, he wasn't bad to you, and but he's now your ex, so it's like, but he's still our friend. And so the other day, I had Josh Beach and some Shanae Grimes over, and we were hanging out, and Josh was like, hey, Nick's gonna pop over, is that cool? And I'm like, but I would have never, like, and I wanted her to know,
did
like,
he
I,
know
that what
did Josh know
yeah Wow. But I mean, like, I just think he's like, you know, we're all friends. Like, it, and so it just kind of, in my mind, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I don't want Catherine to think that I was like, hey, Nick, come on over. Like, because I've hung out with Nick one-on-one since the divorce, but never to, like, a pool party. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's like, I didn't want, but then it's like that, like, and then I knew that hurt you. And so trying to find that balance. I'm like, man, is it almost easier if it was just like, pick a side?
Well, you know, even though it's like, hard.
Yeah.
And I told you. I think one is I didn't know it was happening. I think that was a little tough. And we're all still a family on Life 360. And I just see that he's here. So it's like, oh, man. And then I saw that, like, Beach was here. And I was like, man, I haven't heard from them, you know, which is fine. He's closer to them. And again, I want him to have those relationships. But I think that I definitely had a moment of like, man, like, my friends are all hanging out and he's over there. I'm not, you know, but I don't want that. it's just also kind of hard. I don't know. It's like this middle, like, I don't want that. Like, I want him and Josh to be friends. I want y'all to be friends. You know, I think it's, but you did ask, you know, on the front end, if it was okay if you talked to him and stuff. And I said, of course, like, I want all my friends to talk to him. But yeah, it does feel a little bit different, I think, with the hanging out situation. But that's also something I think I just want to get past.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that's where I'm at now, you know. I think that it's, you know, it's hard. I don't know. It's a hard situation. I don't expect anyone to pick sides at all. But part of me is like, maybe he could have his friends over here and I could have my friends over here.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
So, but we'll see. We'll figure out the groove.
Yeah.
There's not an easy answer, honestly.
Grief and gratitude at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm getting a tattoo of it on my hand.
You guys want to get a tattoo in Chicago, too?
Sure.
Will you? Ooh, I got a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. I don't like that word, but you guys are getting tattoos in LA. And I was that's like,
let's do it. I'm so scared.
That's like a Michigan girl favorite pastime.
And yes. I don't have any, and I'm
Can
so scared.
Can I show you a regret from 2000? There it is.
A butterfly? That's what I'm getting right here when my dates are removed on my arm.
I just have one key advice to you, and that is to judge your artist based on what his work looks like and not what he looks like.
Oh,
that was my 18-year-old mistake. Joey was awfully cute.
You based it on what he looked like.
Joey?
Joey. Damn it. I got a tramp stamp that he did too. This is horrible.
You have a tramp stamp?
Oh, yeah.
She showed us the other really? Night.
I mean, am I 40 or am I 40? It's a product of my generation.
It really is. It's
like, oh, it's horrible. And every time my husband and I are in the shower, he's like, tell me again what that's about.
Tell me again.
Yeah.
What is it again?
Well, let me see. Okay, hang on, Kramer. Hang on. I got to give you a couple. I need to get a couple sentences
out.
We
did this the other night over wine. Do we not remember this?
No, I don't remember a lot from that night.
Okay, really show those
are trans. So first it was stars and they were pink and yellow and they meant something. I remember it being deep, but I can't remember.
Wait, you don't remember?
I don't remember. I remember it being like for the people I had lost, but I think because the loss then was so, I don't want to say like juvenile, but I think
it was like your high school sweetheart.
No, ew.
Yeah. Oh, so shout out to Matthew.
Matthew. Joshua. Anyways, then I had it colored in because I thought that would like clean it up. And so now, with that being said, you can look at my tramp stamp.
I already
it's really something,
it like.
Kramer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a little smudgy.
Huh? Why is the heart that star is so close to that star?
Well, I don't think it used to be, but I think the skin has gotten a little. I think. The solar
system
moved
get
around after a couple of births.
Wait a minute, was the stars were like at a full?
I can't really tell you what it's back there. It's all behind me now.
I can't see it.
It's really back there. So, anyways, high waisted. Who votes for high waisted?
Oh. This girl. Oh goodness gracious! All right.
Well,
that's that.
Are we ending it like this?
Yeah, this is the end. We're ending. So,
a happy ending.
Happy. Well.
It took us a
ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Brust, find us in Chicago. June 23rd and 24th. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking to it like a girl's trip.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to get tattoos.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.